Hello, everyone. This is the podcast that rocked for August 27, 2024, covering news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, indie, punk, industrial, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
See, I tell you guys, we're getting smoother at that every time. That's what's important, too. Thank you all for tuning in. This is a very instant news heavy episode, as many and big information and big band news has been dropping over the last 24 hours and the upcoming 24 hours. Please hit the like button if you could. Thank you guys so much for joining us. If we get 46 likes, we will play Festival Rock or Flop. Last week, we had such a bad round of Festival Rock or Flop that I think it kind of scarred people. However, I say it wasn't that terrible, just a bad headliner.
It wasn't bad. It was just a really weird mix up.
Weird sometimes doesn't make money, though, and we're in the business of making money for the festival. That's the thing.
That was weird.
Okay, it could be both. It could be weird and bad. I guess I can't argue that. Also, just so everyone's aware, thank you guys so much in the chat room. After you hit the like button, just a new update for the game. If we get to play it tonight, there will be no repeats from last week. So that way there'll be no duplicates, guaranteed something fresh. Also, we put qualifiers, we put our heads together. We added a few fun little things, as in replace this band with the next band or start all over. There'll be some surprises. We might land on them, we might not. However, that'll be coming if we get 46 likes. So other than that, I know there's a lot of other people that are not interested in the updates and all this stuff. We'll get into some more of that later. I think right now we're going to talk about the two parts, which is Oasis and Linkin Park, which is all that everyone's been talking about for roughly the past 48 hours. Is that safe? 48?
I think so.
Yeah. So we'll start with Oasis first, because that one we already know. So let's go over here. As Oasis is returning and the gates of hell have frozen over, somehow it's all coming together.
Sorcery.
Yes. Honestly, if you would have said this 10 years ago, I wouldn't have believed you. It's been 15 years since the band has been together. And by the band, I mean the brothers. We don't know if the rest of the band is going to play with them yet. Any original members. I don't even know if the Gallaghers know the other band members' names, but I guess it doesn't matter. I know that's mean, but let's think about it.
I mean, does anyone know the other band members' names?
I'm going to go with...
I know that's me.
I'm going to go with William. I don't know. Just guess random names.
Greg,
yes. Oasis will be on the UK and Ireland tour in 2025. Next summer, big stadiums, including Wembley Stadium performances. They just had a big fatty wrestling show of over 50,000 people this past Sunday. Well, next year around this time, they're going to be having Oasis for, what is it? It's 26? I have to look close. For the 25th and 26th, and then August 2nd and 3rd. London Wembley, also heading off Cardiff, Manchester, Edinburgh, Scottish, and Dublin, Ireland. There is a lot going on in the UK for Oasis. So, Alex, Rowan, do any of you have any Oasis preference, bias, anything you'd like to say about Oasis going forward?
I honestly am not. I've never been like a huge, huge Oasis fan. Okay. Obviously, we know the hits and, you know, I know the drama, which is kind of the biggest thing that's going on with this new announcement.
That has kept up Oasis for the last 15 years easily.
Totally. Yeah. So I can't say much.
Okay.
You know, same thing here. It's like, I knew the hits. My parents were big fans of them back in the 90s and all that stuff, but it wasn't really, never really like my music per se. Sure. I will say though, first semester of college, I really did try to be like that one dude with an acoustic guitar and play Wonderwall, hoping I can get like some girls or something
you
like that.
You were the Wonderwall guy? Oh, man.
I was the Wonderwall guy. Yes.
I'm going to say what. You know what? You have grown up since college for admitting that on a live platform. Good for you.
I have. And I will say this. I actually did get two girls who were interested enough that they wanted me to at least teach them how to play the riff.
You were playing it. You were playing it, man. Right.
See, yeah. Does anyone else think that's just wild?
Works. It's
the song Wonderwall is the one that drives the ladies wild. Wonderwall?
Well, it's sentimental and all that stuff. It's like, you know, they like that.
I guess.
Not all of us do, Rowan.
I'm just going back to thinking, is what song should Lainey swoon for? Wonderwall? I guess. I don't know. Yes, I see all the Wonderwall memes in the chat. Hello, wonderful chat. You were right on cue with some of those. See, my logic for Oasis is those first two albums in the 90s, and I was too young to really appreciate them at the time. They really are top tier masterpiece 90s alternative material. They really are that great. After that, pretty steep decline. And this is where Hard Drugs and Brotherly Fighting really took over the band, of their own admission too. So it was after that that I think the wheels were off. And the hits were still the hits, but Oasis never achieved that massive popularity they had in the 90s, especially in the UK. Britpop was way bigger than it was in the States, and they were big in the States. So I understand also this is going to be bigger for UK. Go ahead, Rowan.
Oh, I was going to say, like, Oasis arguably lives more in infamy. I just feel like the whole dynamic between the brothers and just like their history, that in itself is just like a way more interesting story on its own, if that makes sense.
It does. My joke, the joke I had with my friends that do the Rock Coliseum screens, the best punishment for Oasis would be to handcuff the two brothers together, and they can't be unhandcuffed until the tour's over. They have to finish the tour.
Someone would be dead before then. One would kill the other. And just drag like around argument. The corpse.
Yes. So
like the argument t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh yeah. This is my get along t-shirt. And they're like, they're stuck in the t-shirt. I know what you're talking about. Yes, exactly.
You two can't come out until you get along.
Oh, they'll never come out then. They'll just fight. They'll just like headbutt each other while wearing the shirt. Cause they can't like move their arms. So
you just see like a big mass fumbling around in the body of the torso of the shirt.
Yes.
Trying to like punch each other underneath.
And my other joke is like they'll start getting angry at each other. So like they'll be like glaring at each other, but not looking at the crowd while they're playing. Like, you're my wonderwall. Like not even in addressing the crowd, just bitter angst the whole time at each other. So. So I also want to point out this, and my friend Crash said this jokingly, but I am partly serious. If you're interested in going and want to get tickets and want to make this a big event, whether in the UK, you're in Europe, or you're in the States or Canada or wherever you are around the world, and you want to go to the UK and see the return of Oasis, get trip and concert insurance. We don't know if this is going to still happen in a year from now. I know it sucks to have to shell out an extra $100 for all that. Get the insurance on this one.
Good call.
Woof. All I know is I'd be pretty mad if I spent thousands of dollars on this and one hissy fit a week away from the concert, Oasis is done again. And that's what it would be too. A hissy fit over something stupid.
Tread lightly, whoever buys tickets.
A lot of people are speculating that this is going to be absolutely massive. Like there is there's a former music journalist who is saying this is going to dwarf Taylor Swift shows. And he is sticking to that.
See, I already forgot it. The Wembley Stadium shows, those will sell out. I'm convinced of that. I don't know if it's going to dwarf Taylor Swift, but it could match it and maybe do more because the one reason why I say that, I highly doubt Oasis will have the same massive stage setup that Taylor Swift had. And they can fit more seats. So
also, by the way, like I will say, we all know like the big Oasis songs. We all know Wonderwall. We all know Champagne, Supernova. We all know those songs. But would you say Oasis even has like that sort of like cult like fan base that Taylor Swift has?
Not like Taylor Swift has, no.
Yeah,
they have diehards. Oasis has the long running diehards. It's not like Taylor Swift fan base.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be a good collaboration. You want to really unite the countries finally?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oasis and Taylor. Can you imagine those two like fighting over her? Like, I want to sing with her. No, I want to sing with her. You sound like a rat dying. You sound like a part. And they start doing the sleep.
It's just a bunch of
fight. Yeah.
It's just a bunch of angry 40-year-old British people.
No.
So this is a good thing, though. We joke around. This is such a good thing. Oasis is back. If they can make up and perform even a year out, there's a lot of opportunities for your other favorite bands to come together and do it again. Rage Against the Machine.
Seriously. Like 15 years after that massive fallout, if these two can get along or at least pretend to get along for a little while to tour, anything is possible.
Yeah. They don't have to live together either. They just have to work together for a month. Roughly a month, maybe two. They can do that. So
They just see him at like a night too. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's not like they have to share the tour bus. Some of these are going to be in their own backyard. So you know what? It's fine.
Yeah. You'd be like, hey, just drive over to the stadium and just spend the night with your brother. Just spend like a couple hours just not hating him.
And also someone just said, unless Taylor Swift opens for them, Taylor Swift's not opening for anybody.
No,
not a chance. So
never.
I can see that Oasis thing, like one of those two weekends at Wembley turning into a big, long festival type days with big bands opening for them, though. I can see that happening. Make it a big spectacle.
That would be pretty cool.
Like get The Cure or somebody like that. The Cure would open up for them for like a big spectacle event like that. Cure is massive, but still for this, it's a unique thing. So
yeah, I think that would be fun.
Mm-hmm. If I had the money and funds, I'd go do it. But
yeah,
it would be cool, but
that flight's a little expensive. So
dreaming is free, Luke.
You know what else is free? Sadness when you don't have the money to do anything. Sadness is free 99.
Ugh. Yeah, and I could stream the Deftones System of Down concert, but it would be the same as having seen it.
I know. And that would have been cheaper. That's what's wild, too. That one would have been way cheaper. I could have gotten into that one, but I could have gotten a free flight out of it. So,
yeah, no, you can't go to Disney. You can't just go to London. Yeah. You can't just go over to the outside of the world.
Go ahead, Alex.
Funny story. Okay, so Noel Gallagher and the High Flying Birds, right? They were touring a couple years ago. Okay. I know. Hey, we're talking about it.
You're right. You're right.
They were touring a couple of years ago, and I am a huge Garbage fan. And Garbage was opening that entire tour. I wanted to go so bad because I've never seen Garbage.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I have to go. I have to do it right, though. I want front row seats to see my favorite band of all time. Sure. I'm going to say it out to the public. Garbage is my favorite band of all time. So I was like, I have to do this. I went to get tickets, and these tickets were over $800 for front row. And I'm like, hell no, I'm not doing that. So I found tickets to a one-off show in New Hampshire, literally on the other end of the country, right? Yeah. One-off show, just Garbage at a little club. And I'm like, yes, this is happening. Oh, that's I'm doing this.
Yeah.
It was cheaper to buy the plane tickets and the concert tickets. It was just a GA show. Mm-hmm. It was cheaper to buy the plane tickets, the hotel, and the concert tickets. Go see Garbage at a GA venue than it was to see this show with the two of them together. Hot twist, they got COVID and I didn't even get to see them in New Hampshire.
Was that the show you got COVID and didn't get to? Yeah, well.
No, they got COVID and canceled the whole show. Oh, they did.
That's how I remember it. Yeah.
And I'm like, holy crap. I just flew.
I know. Garbage still tours, though. They still do.
I get
the problem. I get it. I'm just saying, have a little hope that they will tour again and come slightly more near you and will not play for Liam Gallagher, who demands a high, expensive ticket. So,
yeah, the Gallagher brothers coming together. That's the stars and planets aligning perfectly.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. This is a once in a blue moon type thing.
Would you pay the big bucks if it was Garbage opening up for Oasis at Wembley?
Because that was the whole situation why I did it in the first place.
Okay, gotcha.
I was like, it's cheaper to go literally to the other end of the country Garbage than to see Garbage opening for Noel Gallagher, you know?
I do hope Garbage does another tour soon. I've never seen them either, so.
I would love to see them. By the way, Shirley just celebrated a birthday, and Garbage, the debut album, just turned 29 a couple days ago.
That's awesome. Also, random, before we get to our next biggest story, everyone's been patient. Pearl Jam released this day in 1991 or 10. Ooh. Pearl Jam's 10. We're in that bubble where all those albums released, like Nevermind and 10 and all those other ones too. So good time, good celebration. However, thank you all for your patience as we now go to the other big news. There's a countdown going on the Linkin Park channel. What you're looking at is the countdown to the big exciting news Mike Shinoda promised. And the other band members of Linkin Park have capitalized on this. We are at 17 hours, 59 minutes, 28 seconds, according to that stream. I have to click off of it because I actually am afraid this will be somehow copyright written for a countdown timer because YouTube is YouTube. However, this is on their channel. And once this timer reaches up, it goes live. We get the big announcement. We already know one thing, though. It will not be Derek Chad Wibley. His middle name's Chad. I get confused sometimes. I promise it's Chad.
There's another for the blooper reel.
Derek Chad Wibley has made it clear. I feel the need to dispel some current rumors. It's been brought to my attention that many people think I could be joining a reuniting band. But I just want to say, despite popular belief, I am not joining Oasis or Linkin Park or any other band for that matter. I have my own tour and book announcement that I will now move to the end of the week ahead of our US tour. I do look forward to seeing whatever both these amazing bands do in the future. Kudos to him for actually being smart and not making people guess. Also, smart for him on the business side, because no matter what he's going to announce, if it wasn't a Linkin Park thing, people would have been disappointed. This way he can get in front of it.
I'll just say, even though I know he probably has no idea we even exist, just like the fact that he said this just a few hours before we went live, I appreciate that. Because I just a fun fact chat, we were planning just discussing that rumor in general and all that stuff. So,
and it happened.
It's
Chad is the little brother we didn't know about. Thank you, Gretchen, in the chat room. Yes. Little Chad. So.
Nah, it'll be Chad Kroeger. Imagine Chad Kroeger is announced as the Linkin Park singer.
That's more random than our random festival game we play at the end of the week every day. Or for every time.
That would just be like a troll move at that point. At that point,
they're trolling. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
there are a lot of rumors flying around. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that one's out there somewhere as well.
I'm sure there is. Yeah. And in the multiverse theory, every possibility and infinite possibilities can happen. I'm not saying it's impossible. God. I'm just saying it's definitely not going to happen. And this is coming from someone that doesn't bet. I'd bet my house that's not going to happen. So
I'll take that action.
Thank you. Thank you for both kind of having my back. I really appreciate the support.
Imagine this, Chad. I just get your house.
Yeah, I know, right? And Chad takes the house, too. I'll just have this, then, if you're not going to have it. That being said, earlier in the year, sources told Billboard that LP was searching for a female singer to front the reunited band. So Billboard is also going with that rumor. We had a good discussion about this last week. About possible lady singers take over the mantle for something different than Chester. No matter who they get to replace Chester, it'll never be a true replacement. So go all the way out, get something completely different and see how it works. I still have no idea who it's going to be. I mean, we don't have long to find out. I'll be in the air because I'm going to be flying tomorrow when I find out. So I'll be like, come on, land, so I can get signal. But anyone in the chat want to give their guesses? Now's the time. And I'm willing to bet it's not Amy Lee, because I think Amy Lee would have said something by now.
Yeah, she already said it was not her for sure.
Yeah. So if you're in the chat right now, let us know who you think it's going to be. I'll give the time to you guys. I know we already talked about this a week ago. Anything else you want to say about the big mysterious 100-hour countdown of what Linkin Park might have and how bummed you would be if it's just like another Hybrid Theory re-release? I don't know.
I mean, like, I will.
Good.
I mean, like, I will say this just while we're talking about it. Like, I know a lot of people are saying, like, it's not going to be truly Linkin Park. And I don't think anyone expects it to. Like, you just can't replace Chester. Like, that's just an impossible task. But at the same time, too, just like, just if we do just get some shows and we just have like a new singer just covering Chester's parts and just doing them justice, you know, that's just kind of just to show the spirit of Linkin Park is still alive. And I think that's just all fans can ask for.
Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think there that's good, rumors. Too. Good.
Now, we might have already talked about it. Poppy is another one. I think we touched on that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, no, I just say that because there's just like some a-holes who are just like, oh, hey, if this person's not in the band when you go see them live, you didn't actually see the band live. And it's just like, dude, why do you have to be like that?
Exactly.
Like, totally.
Yeah. It's not a
We can't control what happens with a band and their personnel. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had some friends who went to see Journey a couple days ago and they were like, oh, it's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same. And I'm like, well, he sounds exactly the same. I know it's not the same, but it's still Journey, you know?
We don't have a time machine to go use just to go back to see bands when they were in their heyday. Doesn't work that
exactly.
way. Yeah, exactly. So there are some guesses. Going back on the Poppy thing, even if it's not Poppy, a Linkin Park x Poppy collaboration would be massive.
Yeah.
Also, she did just do that with Bad Omens,
Yeah, she's done a few. I mean, she did another one with Knocked Loose that a lot of people liked as well.
That's right.
So she's always willing to do stuff like that. My thing, though, is there's other collaborations we can think of now with Linkin Park coming back. That's the type of stuff we can get excited for. They've done many collaborations in the past. Linkin Park has. Many, many, many. They did a whole EP with it with Jay-Z. There's so much stuff they could do. Think of Linkin Park x Baby Metal for a song collaboration. And how bonkers that would be. You know, this it's don't think of it so much just about the who do you think is going to replace Chester? Think about the potential of what can happen next for new Linkin Park music.
Yes. Because it's still a band, you know?
Yeah, and also, why are people just going straight to, oh, they're just looking for, like, they're just going to straight replacement. This is just like, they just want someone to just, like, you know, be able to cover Chester's parts. They don't want, like, clearly they're not going to do anything that's going to, like, hurt the legacy.
Yes. So, some of the guests is in the chat. Maria Brink, I don't think she would be up for it, or I don't think it would fit well. Just my personal opinion on that.
I see Courtney the Plant from Spirit Box. I think not a bad choice. I think someone here.
Yeah. And like she would be a good fit. I don't know. Cause she's so in deep with her own stuff though. I don't know if she would do that one. Just what I say. One of my friends also said Tatiana from Ginger. That'd be a great fit, but she's also in really deep with her own band right now.
Yep.
So
someone said Courtney Love, not happening. I can tell you right now, not happening.
No. Go ahead, Alex.
There is a new rumor that I actually feel could be somewhat legit. Like, I don't want to go too far and say too much, but there's a new rumor. So, you know, Bobby, who was fronting Saliva for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing right now, but Bobby Amaru.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is rumored to maybe be filling in for Chester. And honestly, if you've seen any of his stuff, he can hit the parts.
He can.
Really well.
And I'm being honest, when he was with Saliva, Saliva sounded better. I know that's mean to say for Mr. Josie Scott. He made Saliva sound better, guys. He did.
So, saw him a few times with Bobby, and it was awesome. He sounded great, and he's such a nice dude. He is such a cool dude.
Yeah. So, and I thought some people were saying like guy replacements, like Jacoby Shaddix. I don't think he would do it because he's too iconic with Papa Roach. Same with Chino from Deftones. Someone said Chino. That'd be cool, but I just don't see it. That'd be a cool collaboration because Deftones have already worked with Mike Shinoda. They won a Grammy because during pandemic, the 20th anniversary of White Pony, Mike Shinoda did the remix for Passenger and that won a Grammy.
Yeah.
So they work together. They can collaborate. I don't think it'd be Chino doing the full replacement.
I don't think it'll be anybody with a huge name with one of those like cult followings, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like a decent name, but it's not like they're not like super
world renowned. Exactly. Yeah. Like if they have platinum albums all over, you know, I don't think it's going to be that.
Like I think
get a Papa Roach or a Shinedown.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like just wishful thinking. I would have probably picked Ollie Sykes from Bring Me the Horizon. But to the previous points, that's just like he's so wrapped up with his own band and all that stuff. They just released a new album. So no way that would be happening, you know, even if he wanted to.
So it's worth pointing out there's no wrong answers on stuff like this. It's good to speculate. We're going to find out, though. So we're at what, 17 hours, 50 minutes. We're going to have the new information. We know it's not going to be Derek from Sum 41. I just hope people also think about all the potential new music we can get. Go back to your 2002, 2003 era, if you were alive back then, and really think about all the bands that could collaborate with that. I know everyone would love Amy Lee, because like if you would time travel back to yourself, in 20 years from now, Amy Lee's going to join Linkin Park. What? You know, because we all sounded like that, apparently, when we were younger. But still, I do think there are going to be a lot of great things. I just feel that, I don't know, it's hard to say. It's really hard to pin down what to expect when we're this close to it, finally getting new Linkin Park news. And I'm willing to bet there's the one thing I'll say before I say this, Alex. I made the joke, if it is like just a Hybrid Theory re-release or something like that, there might be a riot.
Totally. At this point, yes, you can't hype us up this much and then just say, oh,
I have a buddy who literally just bought like that special masters releases for the vinyls of, I think it was Hybrid Theory. I forget exactly, but he spent like several hundred dollars. So if they just release a new package and all this stuff, I'm pretty sure he's going to be pissed if anyone else.
Yeah, fair enough. Any other thoughts about Linkin Park? I guess we're all in that waiting period right now. Like we want to talk about it. We want to have something to say about it. We just don't know yet. We're just right on that precipice. I'm glad we got the Oasis information now, but Linkin Park, I'm up for it. I want to see what happens next. I am not going to write this off. I know there's a lot of attitude. It's like, it's not Chester. It's not happening. Okay. It's been 7 years. We can let go of that now. You know, they can do whatever they want. The other five members of the band can do whatever they want.
I mean, as a fan, we want to see, you know, what they're, what they've got cooking still.
Yeah. And these are creative individuals too. So I just can't imagine they've been sitting at home playing PS5 for the last several years. So we shall see. I'll post information when I have it. Again, I'll be in the air tomorrow during the middle of the day, and I don't have to pay for on-flight Wi-Fi just to get the news about it. But whatever, I'll figure it out. I'll figure something out as we move on. It'll be good as we move on. Thank you guys for hanging out. Let me check the stats right now. Thank you guys. We got a good number. I think we just set the record for most people, consistent people watching right now. 76, 77 from what I saw.
Let's go.
So for everyone watching, if we get 46 likes on the video, we do Festival Rock or Flop at the end, which is a game we play. We book a random festival. And also, if there are any super chats, we'll read all super chats out loud by name at the end of the festival. $10 or more gets your own personalized random festival. We are at 41. We are five away. We are real close. So I'll take that as a victory. Thank you guys for hanging out. Those are the two big stories. If you haven't hit the like button, please do so. It does help out a ton. As we move on, I was given this information by Juan Rowan, and Alex and I reacted. This is a story I completely forgot about, but more good news. This is a good news podcast this week. That legendary secret Wu-Tang Clan album is actually going to get out of the hands of the Farmer Bro and might see the light of day. Just real quick, Martin Shkreli, is that how you pronounce his name? Farmer Bro.
Shkreli, yeah.
Was ordered to give up all copies of the one-of-a-kind Wu-Tang Clan he bought just to say he had it. So, for all the Wu-Tang Clan fans, even the judge realized, no, they get out of here. So, I think it's interesting. Any thoughts on this? This is a story that happened years ago, too. It's like, again, I forgot all about it. I think I was still in St. Louis when this happened. So,
yeah, well, I did have to kind of like refresh my brain a little bit just because like it's been so long since I even like thought about this. But like this, the whole like one copy in existence and all that stuff, that was RZA's idea. And that was like, it was supposed to be like some sort of like statement and all that stuff. It's like, oh yeah, like we're doing this so it's not a commodity. And in effect, you make this the biggest like commodity amongst Wu-Tang Clan fans you could possibly make.
Yeah, and it got into the wrong hands for a while, but now it's actually going to be okay. So
yeah, he's not even a fan. He's just like, oh yeah, I could say I own this. No one else.
Mm-hmm. So good news on that front. I like it. More good news.
I think it's crazy. Sorry.
You go ahead too. Like talk.
I just think it's crazy that this album wasn't like part of the stipulation of this one of a kind album. It can't be released to the public until 2103.
Yeah, exactly.
That in itself is wild.
Yeah. In a civilization that will moved long past Wu-Tang Clan, like this will be a snapshot of what this like the '90s and stuff were, but. It won't be a snapshot. Yeah, but it won't be a snapshot because no one in that time heard it either.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Like, so no one can even relate to that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It could be something totally off kilter and weird, and we don't even know.
Imagine like a metal album or something like that. It's just like the most like
extreme Tang. That's what it is. Yeah.
Oh, just like the furthest thing you can get from an actual like conventional Wu-Tang album.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
Kind of related to this, John Malkovich made a movie about something like along the lines of this that will not be seen until like 2150.
Like with Robert Rodriguez. Yeah.
So like this movie that's been shot, filmed, produced, edited, has been sealed away and won't be opened until after everyone is dead. That was a part of it. Won't even make a dime. So projects like this exist.
What is the point of that? You as the artist can't even get to like see the reaction to it.
I guess it is part of the time capsule thing, though. You want other people to know in the future what you had and what you could do. I'm not saying a legacy. Exactly. A good legacy behind it. I'm not saying it's something I totally agree with, but there are people that really do follow that big. So
I guess, yeah, it's just more like, I just don't see what you get out of it. Like all your other art that is public today, that would be your legacy and all that stuff and would be remembered. But now it's just like, oh, hey, here's this secret thing that was literally not seen by anybody, not even the people back then.
Correct.
So.
Yeah, again, I hope the hype is behind it, though.
Yeah, but the artist doesn't get to benefit from it because they're long gone.
Yeah.
So, but they didn't do it for the like monetary benefits now. They did it for the legacy.
Like monetary. You just don't want it. You wouldn't just be curious about like how it's received?
I'd be more curious like, hey, does John Malkovich have kids? I don't even know. His kids are like, hey, do we get to finally see the movie you made? Sorry, only your grandkids will be able to see it. Your great grandkids
probably. Yeah.
So there's weird things about that too. I don't know. I'm on the fence on both sides. By the way, we hit the goal. We will be playing Festival Rock or Flop later.
Woo!
Hope it's better than last week. Really hope so, everybody. It's random. I don't think that's going to jinx anything at this point. So
I would say we can't get worse, but that's what I said last week too. So
see,
yeah,
Rowan's the jinx.
Okay, thank you. As long as it's not me. So
moving on. Hear that?
To more good news. This one was sent to me by Alex and posted in our group chat. We got new word for all the Motionless and White fans. A new Motionless and White album is coming in 2025. And there was also a big fatty statement released in an interview from Chris Motionless. Quote, doing an album in 3 months is just not realistic anymore, at least not for us. And that's what we were used to back in the day. But that's not a reality anymore. We're taking our time with it. We're doing tours in between. And honestly, when it's done, it's done. I have no date that I'm announcing. It will be next year, that's for sure. But I'm not even thinking about a date. I'm just writing the coolest songs that we could write. And we're really excited about what we have. So
I'm all in favor of that statement.
Yeah, I'm in favor of the write an album in 3 months. Go. Which is what the record label kind of insists on every now and then.
Well, I was going to say, I'm all in favor of this statement because I feel like when he's saying like, oh, we have to write the record in like 3 months. That's the point of view of a band just starting out, still getting their name out there. Motionless and White, they have gotten to that point where it's like they just had the recognition that they can take their time, which I feel like is just like a great privilege for any band that is able to get to that level, you know?
Yeah, their tours are consistently doing great. And they are TikTok gold for a large fan base on TikTok.
Like
mostly Chris Motionless, but still.
One of my concert buddies, he got to photograph one Motionless. Blah, oh my God, cannot speak today. Motionless and White's concert. Yeah, Motionless and White's concerts. And the shots look incredible. And the crowd was huge, according to him. Seriously. Alex, it was like the biggest venue he ever photographs.
Alex, did you see Motionless and White at Sick New World?
Think so. I've seen Motionless and White so many times now.
I'm kind of the same, but I remember seeing Motionless and White because it was on that side stage. Huge crowd. And like when I looked over at the soundboard, because I was in the photo pit, it was Influencer Fest. Every influencer you can imagine was there, invited as a guest by the band. So this is a popular band that's not going away for a while. They want to take their time to write a good album. Let them take their time to write a good album. They're not going to be taking a hit from anything. Good for them for having that attitude. More good news. See, that's what's nice. Isn't that nice? We've had all this good news. This
such a chill podcast.
I know. So a couple days ago, I shared a song with these two that released on this past Friday. On that, I also made a post online saying I'm so tired of terrible cover songs.
Oh, no.
And it was at that point we got the new cover song of Fight for Your Right from the Beastie Boys by Motley Crue. Would either of you two like to recap your thoughts on this song? And I know you both heard it.
That's a no for me, dog.
Just on the song or just talking about it in general?
Motley Crue, talking about Motley Crue is just like beating a dead horse. What else can we say about modern Motley Crue that has not even said like a million times over?
Vince Neil is not doing great, but he's not a dead horse. Come on, Rowan.
Okay, he looks rough,
but he's not a dead horse.
He sounds rough too. You see, like those concert videos,
I saw and shot it live. I was there in St. Louis the first time he had to start using teleprompters, which I don't care about using teleprompters, but we're still messing up with the teleprompters. Then it's a problem.
Even half the time, the outfits look bad. He looks more like your drunken 60-year-old aunt who just got out of bed.
My a friend of mine who shall go nameless on this, he said when I showed my photos when I shot that Def Leppard Motley Crue concert for the radio station, he saw the ones of Vince Neil in the robe before he took the robe off. He goes, he looks like my mom.
Yeah, exactly.
So for those
one, and why?
Good.
Why this song?
I know.
Why this song? That's, they're like 60-plus-year-old dudes.
It doesn't match. It doesn't sound authentic. It doesn't relate in any way. And what really doesn't match is when you change the lyric, "Oh, mom, you're just jealous." It's the Motley Boys. That is so awful. That is something high schoolers would do, and not the off like the artistic, creative high schoolers, the idiot high schoolers at like at a high school talent show trying to impress like five of their friends by doing something like that.
Yeah.
So bad. You can't do teenage angst in your 60s.
I made the joke. You wake up for school. Yeah, you're 60 and a sophomore. Vince Neil's in his 60s.
Pathetic seems like a harsh word, but what's like, but I can't think of anything else.
And like, I know we're all ragging on it. This is not a John 5 fault or issue. John 5 is great. I do wonder if he's looking back at the Rob Zombie tour going, oh, please, please. I know, right? I'll play Dracula again. No problem. So that popped on Friday as a surprise. Is that what we want to call it? A surprise?
There are bad surprises, so yeah.
That is true. You can have bad surprises, man.
Yeah, a surprise just means you're taken off guard. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad.
We were definitely taken off guard. I will not be playing the song. If I'm going to get a copyright strike on this channel, it is not for this cover of Beastie Boys. No. Also, I saw this. They also, from what I understand, let me double check. Yeah, the comments are not kind. I'll read over some of the selection for those of you still catching up. This sucks like nothing has ever sucked before. My mom threw away my best AARP mags. Line from the song. That's gold. That's great. The how do you do fellow kids meme. Yes. I hope Mick Mars isn't laughing too hard. Oh, you know Mick Mars is kicking his feet back going, I'm going to win a lawsuit. And this is all these guys have. This is it. I need this. This made me quit drugs and alcohol. The party died. Okay. I can't.
It's like,
go ahead.
It's like every time I see like a bad song and people just want to let people know. It's like one of my favorite comments I always see. It's like in a bunch of them. It's my brother was in a coma when I played this song for him. He woke up just to turn it off. Or it's like I can get up earlier now because I set this as my alarm and now I'd want to shut it off as quickly as possible.
If you set this as your alarm, you're going to have nightmares if you hit the snooze button. Motley
Crue. The room.
Well, that's the idea. You don't want to hit the snooze button. True. The thing that makes you like that forces you to get out of bed.
You have it like you accidentally set it as your ringtone and then it like goes off in public and you're just mortified. You're just so ashamed of yourself.
Judging you. It's like
I'm never coming back to the store.
Also, someone just said in the chat, Mick Mars deserved better. He did, but would he have had to do this if he was still around? Maybe he's doing better now. You know? I don't know. Oh, please tell me that's not true. Someone just said in the chat, this person's pretty credible, like pretty good source for this stuff. Motley Crue does have an upcoming EP supposedly coming out. The EP is titled Canceled.
Oh my God.
It's a three-song EP. And this is on it.
Canceled with Fight for Your Right cover. Man, let me know, Motley Crue diehards. Are you going to be pre-ordering that on vinyl? Let me know.
I mean, like, I guess if it does actually come out, we'll cover it and just how much of an obvious dumpster fire this is probably going to be.
Out of curiosity, we already heard one of the songs. Only two to go. It can't be that much longer unless they have like a 13-minute session where they cover Rush or something and it's a nightmare. I don't know.
They do like 2112.
what are you going to say, Alex?
We've already got Dogs of War, that single already shipped to radio, yes. And now this, yeah, this Beastie Boys cover.
Dogs of War is already off radio. Like, they're not even playing that anymore.
Yeah, but I
forgot all about that. That's how fast it fell off. So we only have one more. I mean,
I just remember the music video. That's it.
I do remember the song now. Yeah, because Vince was not sounding his most lively. Okay, we shall see. Poor Motley Crue. fight for your right. More like old men yelling at clouds. Well, yeah. Yeah, let's move on. That was our one little bit of bad news, unfortunately. We're going to now go on to more good news because this has been a good week, I feel like this upcoming week is going to be good. Alex has some tours that are either announced or about to start. If you would like to go over those, I'll give the time to you.
We do have a couple of good ones. A Day to Remember just announced a North American headline tour. It's a couple more shows. So they are playing When We Were Young. And they're doing October 19th and 20th in Vegas, of course. Okay. And so they decided to throw some other major cities onto that tour. Smart. So it's going to be super rad. It starts with the When We Were Young festival dates.
Yes.
And then it culminates at two homecoming shows in Florida.
Yes. I've seen some of those homecoming shows in Florida. They do still treat them very well in Orlando, Tampa, wherever their hometown show would be. They're from Ocala. They're not playing in Ocala anymore. So
no, Jacksonville and Hollywood, Florida.
There we go.
Homecoming shows.
That's like North Miami. There. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Lived in Florida enough to know. Yeah, I know. Jacksonville's huge. That's where I used to live. And Hollywood's like North Miami. So.
OK, cool.
So big. Well,
joining them on that run are August Burns Red and Stand Atlantic.
That is a metalcore show. And a Day to Remember fan should be quite happy with that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are really stoked about that one. And the When We Were Young, the back-to-back album date. Those are going to be fun.
It is. Are you going to When We Were Young?
I don't think so.
I'm not. I can't. So,
yeah.
Sick New World's the goal again. So we'll see. That's not
New World is my favorite.
It was done well. I would go again. So
I love it. We also have another awesome tour that announced recently. Soulfly are doing a tour with a bunch of different facets to this. So they're hitting the road and they're also joining the Headbangers Boat with Lamb of God. So that'll be awesome. Super fun.
Yeah.
And then they're also doing a really big, like massive homecoming show in Tempe. So Tempe, Arizona, they've got, it's a Max Cavalera Dynasty show. It's got Soulfly, Nailbomb, Insight, Go Ahead and Die, Healing Magic, Jade Helm, and even more. We've got Shadow Guilt, 6 Million Dead, Ocean Harvest, and Zera completing that lineup. So that's going to be an epic show.
That's a lot. So that's pretty cool for that too. So lots of good tours coming. Lots more information out there. I'll post as much as I can on this podcast episode on rock.net. We'll get to as much as we can for that as well. Any other tours that you know of or top of your head? Because there's tons that I don't even remember that I know got announced.
We've got a lot of really big ones. We've got a lot of smaller ones. Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper just launched the leg two of their 2024 Freaks on Parade. That's a big one because this is the first time in 18 years that Rob Blasco has rejoined Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
So it's almost like the OG Rob Zombie lineup again. It's super rad.
And I think that's cool. My wife and I saw like one of the tour when they came to Virginia Beach. Fun show. Alice Cooper at 75 still is outperforming a lot of people. It's still great.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Filter. I've been a Filter fan for a long time, too. So,
well, that entire lineup, they like Filter, Ministry, Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper. That's a really fun lineup.
It is not necessarily for the kiddos. Some of the Rob Zombie visuals do get a little bit R-rated into X-rated. So maybe leave Junior with a babysitter. However, fun tour. Get tickets if you're into that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So anything else?
I know we've got Ginger just announced a tour. Shin yes. just announced a tour. Ginger are going to be returning to North America. It's a headlining tour. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really fun. We've got Hannaby and Born of Osiris on tap for this one. Perfect. And that kicks off September 20th in New Jersey.
Ginger's great. I've never seen Hannaby live, but I like their stuff. Japanese band. They have a lot of good stuff too. All girl band that get really loud and aggressive, but also sound fluent. Like they sound like it's a clean style. It's not just riffs and unbridled screaming. Really good metal from that side. So awesome stuff. We all have shows to go to. Does anyone know of any other upcoming concerts you guys are going to? Anything on both of your radars?
Well, I said this last week, but I am seeing Zeal and Ardor in November, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Very cool.
By the way, guys, Grief did come out since then, and it's amazing, so definitely go listen to it.
That's album number 4 for them, if I'm correct.
It is.
Okay, good. I remember
solid
properly.
Reviews so far.
Yes.
All their albums have been bangers for me, honestly. There is not a bad one. So seriously, in my opinion, you really can't go wrong with any of them.
He's got a great voice. When I heard the new album, he has got a great voice. So.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess we'll swing over to that for upcoming albums. Do we have any upcoming albums this week that you wanted to pull out, Rowan?
We do, actually. So the one that I found most interesting is that Chelsea Wolf, or is it Kelsey? Whatever.
It's Chelsea.
All right, Chelsea Wolf, she is releasing an EP called Undone. And special fact about this EP, this is a collection of remixes of songs off her latest album. This is how it is actually titled, Do Not At Me Here.
She reaches out to she.
Yes. That's a mouthful.
It is. That's one of my favorite albums of this year so far. That's why I said for Chelsea Wolf, it's great. You have to be into that style, but it's so good.
I just saw her last March. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Seriously, she is super underrated in my opinion. Any metalcore fans, back in 2021, she did an album with Converge, and that is freaking awesome.
Terrifying in a fun way.
Terrifying and beautiful in a fun way.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's a Tinder profile for somebody out there. Terrifying and beautiful in a fun way.
Is Rowan blushing?
Oh yeah, fun fact, that's how I actually am on Tinder.
Terrifying and beautiful in a fun way, and it's an image of you listening to Chelsea Wolf.
Yeah, oh no, it's just me standing right in front of the Chelsea Wolf concert
poster, of the poster of Chelsea Wolf. It's like, okay, this guy's got something.
Know what, this is weird, but I might take a chance. Live a little. Swipe right.
Uh-huh. Any other albums coming out besides that one?
Okay, so we got AWOL Nation with the Phantom 5. I know they're a little bit more pop rock, indie rock, but, still got to give some appreciation.
Those first two albums were amazing. So,
yeah.
Back in the day, and then we got Sale. Yeah.
And then we got two Sumerian record releases. First, we got Osheno, which is a deathcore band. They have a new album come out called Living Chaos.
Okay.
And I have only just been recently aware of these guys. Palais Royal, them. Yeah.
You're saying it right.
They're awesome.
Okay, yeah. I hope I pronounced that right, by the
you
way.
Did.
And they are releasing Death or Glory. I still haven't listened enough to get a full opinion on them, but I don't know. Maybe with this one, I'll give it a try.
Mm-hmm. They've been around for a bit. They are the self-defined as fashion rock. They have played actual fashion shows as well. That's true. I remember seeing them at Aftershock in 2018, something like that. That was the first time I saw them. Then I interviewed one of them at Sonic Temple in 2019. Canadian, if you're okay with that. Some people don't like Canada, but you know what? That don't hold it against them if you do. Blame Canada. That's what I was raised on. So other than that, anything else listed?
That's about it. Yeah.
On the radar. Awesome. Okay. Thank you guys for hanging out. There's also a lot of good stuff coming up there. Thank you guys for telling things. Just the Green Day show in a few weeks. Yeah, the Green Day tour is going on right now. That's a lot of fun. There's still a lot of big stuff name-wise going on for tours that are still actively going. So get your tickets. Pre-order albums. Pre-ordering an album is huge for any band, no matter what it is, no matter big or small. That's guaranteed helping them way more than any streaming you're ever going to do for the next 5 years. That's just how it works. So that being said, it's time once again to book a festival. Woo! When we hit a certain amount of likes, we book a festival and we decide and ask the chat if they would go to it. And then we find out if this festival is rock or flop. We're going to find out one way or another if we can beat last week. See, last week was a no. We asked everyone saying yes or no, but it wasn't by a lot. It wasn't by a huge, massive split. It was also
close to 50-50, if I remember.
It was. It also was not the worst one we ever had. However, it was still a no, so that's why I'm hoping we get a little bit of a rebound this time. Let's pre-order canceled. Oh, goodness. Well, I'm sure someone will pre-order canceled. as we imagine go,
Molly Crew shows up.
I know they're in here, so that actually is very possible. So let me get rid of this. I'll have to say this aloud because your guy's going to catch up on it on screen. Everyone stop jinxing us in the chat. Showing right now proof that I do not cheat. I have the folder open. About to be selected as soon as I hit the button. Excuse me. As soon as I finally hit the button, we go. Alex and Rhone, are you ready?
Yeah.
Chat, I hope you're ready because I can't hear you this live. Here we go. Bam. Bam. First up on our festival, Switchfoot. We had them last time. What? Like I said before.
What is going on?
They really want Switchfoot, whatever reason.
That's like four times now. Jesus.
Like I said, because we said in the beginning, no duplicates from the previous week. So here we go. First band, Elder. They opened for Tool earlier this year. Prog rock band. Prog metal, technically. Good stuff. I think that's a solid opener, too.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Elder.
I'm gonna be honest, have not heard of them, but if that's they were good enough to open up for Tool, I might give it a try.
That's a good example, so that way you can kind of gauge that. So,
yeah.
Number two. Stitched Up Heart.
Nice.
Saw her several times. We saw them last year, her. She's got a great voice. I know the band has gone through some lineup changes, but they were also really big in pandemic, streaming live. Like, they used to do a ton of Twitch live streams and stuff. So,
I love Stitched Up Heart. That's going to be rad.
Mm-hmm. I met them in 2016, and they were all really nice and really funny. So it's nice when you have that from a band. So Elder, Stitched Up Heart. Frank Turner and the Sleeping Souls. All over the place already. We're going to British blues rock and singing your heart out.
Where is that?
Oh, you've never heard of Frank Turner? Okay.
No.
Think of the saddest lyrics in the world, but then sing it like an upbeat blues rock song.
So it's like if Radiohead, like lyrics were sung by, who's a blues rock artist?
And, and Frank Turner is British too, so it's more upbeat. Yeah.
Oh God.
It's really good though. It really is good. So, number four, Anthrax.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're all.
I saw. Okay, I.
We're all over the place. So, Elder, Stitched Up Heart, Frank Turner, Anthrax.
And Anthrax.
Yeah, this is a weird lineup.
I do love Anthrax. I've seen them live. I saw them open for Slayer, and I know they can put on a good show.
They can. They're one of the bands that has always been consistent, and I said this, a friend of mine told me this, and I've always agreed with it. Of the big four, they've never been the bottom of the big four through all the years. Never. And I think that's a really good way to sell it, too. A lot of people are saying Anthrax is a must. Sold. Already better than last week. See, all the Anthrax fans are here. Okay. And number five, Kerry King of his solo project. So this is a thrash heavy show.
Like a... Yeah, okay.
I can get down with the thrash show.
Same. Again, saw Kerry King with Slayer. So again, know he's a good musician and good showman. Yeah.
Kerry King's on his solo tour before the Slayer reunion. So Anthrax, Kerry King, Frank Turner. And then we also have Stitched Up Heart and Elder. This is not the super blockbuster stadium filler show. However, this is still a decent little show. So I'm curious what you guys are going to think. So a lot of people are saying they're okay with it in the chat. Let's go here, make a poll. Give me your thoughts, Alex and Rhone, if you have any thoughts about this one. Or favorite band of these. Yeah.
Well, obviously favorite band is like Anthrax. I like Slayer more, but I don't know if I can like say if that counts because it's just Kerry King. It's not Slayer, you know what I mean?
Yes, correct. The thing is, though, he played a lot of Slayer songs. He closed with Raining Blood Postmortem.
Okay, yeah, so you're kind of like getting like you're still getting a lot of like
you
Slayer
are getting
songs,
a lot of
you know?
Slayer, yes.
Yeah, but I don't know, it's still Anthrax I freaking love.
Yeah.
I'm there and I'm getting there early for Stitched Up Heart.
There you go.
Yeah. Although I know I said I didn't know them, I do love Tool and I love proc metal. So if there was a band that Tool was like thought was like, oh yeah, these guys can like stand with us, but I'm inclined to give them a shot.
Yeah. And that was the only opener they had, too. Just Elder and then right to Tool.
Yeah.
So, pretty good. Poll is open. Vote right now. A lot of people giving their thoughts on this. Okay, this is a good festivity. Festival, I'm assuming someone had a typo. I'm good. Okay. There's a lot of good stuff. This turned into a heavier one with a couple that are not, like, worldwide household names. Anthrax is up there, though. People know Anthrax. So, any other thoughts? I feel like this would be good, even if a bit odd. Frank Turner sticks out like a sore thumb.
I feel like this is a new promoter, but I'm still gonna go support this show.
This is small time, like, this is a festival just starting out or something like that. They're just getting their likes.
This is a small town radio festival, and it's just getting whatever bands could come through town onto bigger shows.
Just getting them as they route the tour.
Yes, and that, hey, you know what? That's how you get the best way to get extra money in whatever market you're in, like whatever small town market. You know what? What is a small town? Toledo Festival? Here you go. You're getting Anthrax and Kerry King. No offense to anyone from Toledo. Okay, a few more seconds on this. Thank you guys for hitting the like button so much on this. Very much appreciated. Thank you guys for all hanging out too. Numbers were a little higher watching, and I think it's because some of the news and stuff. Frank Turner gets 30 minutes. I mean, that's what he usually does for festivals anyway. No stinkers. Small venue. Good show for sure. See, there's a lot of good positivity. There was a lot of positive stuff. Five.
I feel like Frank.
Go ahead.
I feel like, just by the way you described it, I feel like if, even though his lyrics are, by your statement, like, depressing, if he's, like, really, like, upbeat in his delivery, Frank Turner would be a good, like, act, and then be followed up by Anthrax, you know? Because Anthrax, like, they're thrash metal, but, like, a lot of their songs are, like, super silly and fun.
They're fun.
They sing about comics. Yeah. And all that stuff, yeah.
At the end of the poll, we have... Come on, YouTube. 82% saying yes, they would go. See, that's a good reaction. Better than last week, I think it's safe to say. We didn't land on any of the qualifiers. I don't know if I can show you guys. Let me see if I can pull something really quick. Dun, 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 dun. No, it's not going to let me. So some of the qualifiers that you guys... I'll pull it back a little bit just while we're talking. Some of the new qualifiers I added, one of them I told these two, is Guns N' Roses. But Axl Rose is 45 minutes late, so pick another band with it. Oasis. But the Gallagher brothers don't like to share a stage, so remove a band. So there's a few like that, and there's also other ones like swap this band out, replace the first band. So as long as the tickets are cheap, you'd go. This show would not be an expensive one. This is not going to be a wallet burner, you know? So.
I mean, like, besides Anthrax, like, no one's really, like, that big of a name.
Nah.
Not to sound mean, you know?
No, I get that, too. Anthrax has good production, but at the same time, this is a one-off show. This is not going to be something that's going to, like, put a hole in your wallet. It's fine. Yeah. So, thank you all for hanging out, though. We'll find out tomorrow what the Linkin Park news is. I'm being cautiously optimistic. I think a lot of people are, too. So, I'll leave it for you two. Do you either of you have anything you want to end with or any other updates you'd like to give? Alex, anything you'd like to add?
Nope, I think we covered everything.
Okay. Rowan?
Again, I would just say, like, no matter what Linkin Park announces tomorrow, I feel like just, like, the elitists just need to dial back. Just, like, the whole idea that, like, you know, this is, like, tarnishing the legacy or something like that. It's not. Just grow up.
Fair enough. Yeah, and I agree.
Yeah.
So, only updates for me. If you are interested, and I'll share links and stuff, I have a radio spot, thankfully. This Thursday morning, I'm going back on the Rizzuto show in St. Louis, Missouri. It will be early in the morning. 8 p.m. Eastern is when I, or 8 p.m. 8 a.m. Eastern for the morning show is when I'll be on, not p.m., a.m., 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. However, if you can't watch, tune in that early. I'll have the YouTube link. It'll be in the community section on Rocked. I'll send it out on all socials. You can catch up then. They do a lot of fun stuff. We'll have a lot of music discussion. And we'll play Freak of the Week, which is undeniably the grossest thing you can imagine, where the Rizzuto show goes on Craigslist and looks up the freakiest people they can find in, like, the dating section. And then the St. Louis audience votes on who's the biggest freak. Yes, it's that kind of morning show. So... thank you all for tuning in. Very much appreciated. Great to see you all. Please hit the like button. Tell your friends. Listen on the socials. Share the links. It all helps very much. Finally, I turn over to Alex for any words of wisdom, advice, or good sayings you'd like to leave the chat.
Well, I adopted a dog from a blacksmith.
Oh.
And as soon as I brought him home, he made a bolt for the door.
You beat me to it.
Honestly, that wasn't terrible. I was assuming, like, I was thinking you were going to say something like, and the dog's name, Hammer, or something just, like, really bad that made no sense.
I'm just happy that you didn't get it this time, because last week you got it, and I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, well.
Richie.
Way to go.
Luke didn't get it.